Well, good morning. It's 9:06 a.m. on, what the hell is it? It's Wednesday. Wednesday, December the 6th, 2017. I'm freezing my tuchus. Yeah, it's the wind is the culprit this morning. My eyes are running. I got tears frozen on the side of my face. It's okay, the wind's at my back now, and I'm going to head down into where it's a little more sheltered. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning, except for that cold, cold wind. Holy crap. Oh, blue sky, blue sky. The sun is up. The temperature's coming up. It was like 22 this morning when I got up. It's up to about 30 now. And, yeah, yesterday was a bit of a donkey's breakfast. It was a late night, Sunday night. Kid went out with friends and then had to go out at 11 o'clock and retrieve her. So I was out until 11:30. We got back and I couldn't go to bed right away. I took my pills and it took a little while for them to start making me drowsy. I didn't stay up very late, but it was after midnight before I went to bed. So it was well past morning by the time I crawled out. Anyway, so Monday, yeah, I didn't walk. No, Monday, Tuesday, I didn't walk. So it was Monday night. Yeah, okay. Monday night was a late night. Anyway, whatever night it was a late night. Overslept yesterday. I got up this morning. I went out to bed last night around 10:30. Got up this morning around 5:30. And then kept an eye on the temperature. Didn't want to go out before it was a little bit warmer. I'm glad I waited. God, if I'd have been out here at 20 degrees with this wind blowing. My nose was frozen off and dropped on the sidewalk. Holy crap. The wind chill, I think, is around 16 degrees, so... yeah. So I think I'm coming up to the end of the story here somewhere. It feels like it's... everything that it's been building to is starting to come together and one cataclysmic event. And I can't wait to get back to it, which is really a good sign, which is really where I need to be. I really need to be thinking about, okay, I gotta get this done. I gotta find out what happens next. I got this story ticking over my head. I can't talk and walk at the same time, apparently. Get a little body heat building up finally inside the jacket. Every once in a while that wind catches me in the side of the face or something. It's still really cold. Yawn. Gosh, I haven't yawned like that in a long time. Doing my meditation, it starts with some deep breaths, and quite frequently the deep breaths will bring on a yawn. I'm not exactly sure why, but it does. Something to do with the CO2 balance in my body. Frozen dog poop on the sidewalk. Something new and exciting. The number of dogs around, it's really not. Most people are really good about it. Just picking up after the dogs. Flexing my shoulders, I can hear the joints in my neck cracking. Jesus. Anyway, here we go. I'll be coming around the corner here in a minute. Getting into some good sun. There we go. Wind is coming out of the north, so should be pretty well protected along here too. Let's see if I'm right. Oh yeah, there we go. Beauty. Oh my goodness, what a gorgeous morning. Coming up on the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. There we go. So today's the 6th. We've got, 19 days till Christmas? Oy vey. I gotta find a pair of bunny slippers. Somebody I know needs a pair of bunny slippers. I just finished, or I'm about to finish. I don't know that I've actually finished it yet, but I think if I haven't, I'm like on the last couple pages. Deanna Chase's Piper Rain series. I got the second book actually as part of a promotional deal in support of refugee aid. And of course it was book two, so I had to get book one before I could read book two. And I know Gina. I know Deanna from another community. And so I've heard about her book. She has quite a number. I've admired her ability to crank out the titles. Something I need to get back into, something I haven't been able to do since I've been a full-time writer. But I admire her ability to put out product that her fans adore, and I can see why. Yes, it's paranormal romance. I guess there's a mystery component as well, but I don't think there's a paranormal mystery category, so I think it's paranormal romance. Anyway, it was really engaging. It was really quite good. I read Brian Olson's The Future Next Door series just before it. I got that from the same group. Olson is probably one of these people that we need to watch, because while there's a certain amount of newbie writer stuff, I still found myself going on to read it. It's a box set of four books, and I read the whole set. So it was pretty good. It was maddening in the beginning, because as I have said before, I really do not like prologues. And I don't like prologues that are named chapter one. And the set starts off with a prologue labeled chapter one. It's very clearly a prologue. It's very clearly a chapter that was put in because he thought he needed to start with some exciting action. And chapter two doesn't start that way. Chapter two starts the story. Chapter two really does start by introducing the main characters, introducing the setting. And chapter two is where the book really begins. Chapter one, Chapter 1 made me grind my teeth and almost made me quit. He does some interesting things with the book. I'll give him that. I kept thinking of the Mod Squad. What do you call it? That's an ensemble cast of characters. There are four main characters. Each one gets sort of their own book. So it's a four book series, because the group of four has an adventure that is tailored toward each of them as kind of the main character, with the other three supporting them. it's not exactly the way it works, but it's close to that. There's definitely a thread there. There's a theme. And that part of it works pretty well. But I kept thinking of the Mod Squad. I don't know, many of you probably are not old enough to remember the Mod Squad. It's Peggy Lipton and... I can't even remember the rest of them. I only remember Peggy Lipton because I had a gay friend who always... whenever we went out together, usually there were three of us that... One man, one woman, and one blonde. And so he always wanted to be Peggy Lipton. Sorry, it's me. Anyway, I can still see him. I wonder where he is. I haven't heard from him in decades. I've looked for him. I can't find him. At any rate. So I kept thinking of the Mod Squad because it's... There's two men and two women. There's two white and two black. There's two gay and two straight. It's almost like he set up. Okay, these are characteristics. In a 2x2 matrix, and said, okay, this character is going to go in this box, and this character is going to go in that box, and this character is going to go in another box, and then we're going to tell the story based on these gender and racial identities. Is it two black or is it one black? No, I'm not sure. At any rate, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Anyway, there's this sort of like this conscious setup. It seemed a little too self-conscious to me. But I still read the books. And I think Brian Olsen's going to be somebody to watch. You know, if I were to critique my own first three or four books, the first four were the first three shares and The Shaman. And I wrote them all in the same year. And having gone through them all multiple times since then and republished them in various formats, now, I probably wouldn't write Quarter Share the same way. I don't know that I could write it better, but there's a lot of stuff that I did in a book that I wouldn't do again. I did not clearly delineate from the very beginning just how different Ishmael's inner dialogue was, how Ishmael's expression of what was happening differed from the reality of what was going on. And that so many people thought, well, he's always right. No, he's not always right. He just thinks he's always right. Because that's what you do. You always think you're right. Even when you're not. Which, you know, it feeds into this idea that he's... Later on, he's always waiting for the other shoe to drop. He's always... His mantra about... Sure, I know what's going on. It's the first symptom that I have no clue. I probably could have done that better. I would hope I could do it better, having a couple million words behind me now. Okay, that's interesting. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.